what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists of the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Hi Everback, Fred Howard, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Amos and Andy! How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Freeman Gosden. The biggest money-saving event of the year begins this coming Wednesday. It's the Rexall 1 cent sale, where you get two guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one plus a penny. Here's your chance to let a penny more buy twice as much. So this week, from Wednesday through Saturday, be sure to shop and save at Rexall's great 1 cent sale. Well, our old friend the kingfish can't quite understand what's going on at his house. For the past 6 mornings, his wife Sapphire and her mother have served him nothing but pancakes for breakfast. At first he was delighted, but now on the 7th morning, the kingfish wishes he'd never seen a pancake in his life.
Holy mackerel! Not them cast-iron pancakes again!
George, if they're too hard for you, just put some maple syrup on them and soften them up.
Soften them up? That's like putting Jergens lotion on a manhole cover.
Son-in-law, you shouldn't complain having delicious pancakes every morning.
Oh, yeah? Did you ever break one in half? Look here. Fluffy, ain't it? Why are we having these crazy things every morning for anyway?
George, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You're eating the pancakes because me and Mama done entered a contest sponsored by the Uriah Pancake Mix Company on the Sonny Singleton television show. You can send in all the entries you want, but you've got to send in a box top with each one.
Well, you're doing it wrong. You ought to send in the pancakes and let me eat the box top.
The first prize is $2,000. Now, we done bought 12 boxes, and we're sending in a letter with each one, I like Uriah Pancake Mix because...
Well, if you need the box tops, instead of feeding the junk to me, why don't you just throw the flour away?
We ain't throwing it away, George.
Well, then mix some water with it, and we can fix up the cracks in the bedroom walls.
We ain't doing no such thing. You're going to eat pancakes every morning till we win that... contest.
Now listen, Mama. I ain't eating no more of these flour-packed flying saucers.
Don't you dare shout at my Mama.
Well, don't you dare shout at me when you telling me not to shout at your Mama.
Listen, George. Don't you dare shout at my daughter when she's shouting at you not to shout at me.
Oh, shut up, you old nanny goat.
Never. That doesn't. I have taken enough from this bald-headed weasel. I'm packing my bags and getting out of this house this minute.
You can wait for me, Mama, because I'm packing my things and going with you.
All right.
And George Stevens, this time I ain't never coming back.
Listen, why are you getting so upset over a few pancakes?
George Stevens, it ain't just the pancakes. I'm sick and tired of a man who don't bring nothing in the house, always complaining about everything.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna beg you to come back. You are the one that'll be begging to come back to me like you always is.
I might have walked out before and come back, but I'm telling you one thing, George Stevens. This time, I don't care if I never see that no good, ugly, lazy, loafing face of yours as long as I live. Goodbye!
Sapphire leaving me because I won't eat the pancakes you cooked. If I'd have had any sense, I would have pulled this hunger strike years ago with the wedding cake. That's right. Then the it was nice of you to move into the apartment with me here and relieve the monogamy of my bachelorhood. How'd you sleep last night, old boy?
Well, not so good, Kingfish. I don't like sleeping on the bare springs. They put too many creases in my best suit.
Well, when Sapphire and her mama left, Andy, they stripped the place clean. Yeah. They went out of here carrying trunks, mattresses, bed clothes, sheets, rugs, and old clothes. You should have seen them toting that junk down the front steps. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen nothing like that run out of a building since they fumigated the flop house.
Well, tell me this. Do you miss Sapphire at all, Kingfish?
Miss Sapphire? Listen, I don't care if her and her mama don't never come back. You don't know what it was like around you, Andy, with them two old war horses.
Yeah. Pretty bad, huh?
I'll say. I'd get up in the morning to brush my teeth, and in the bathroom there drying was two padded camisoles. And then I'd open the medicine cabinet and have a set of bridge work gunning at me. Then on top of the dresser would be false eyelashes, and hanging from the bedpost would be a transformation or two.
Come to think of it, I guess they was a couple of pretty detachable old ladies, all right.
The trouble was, when you got them all assembled, they wasn't nothing anyway. They just lay there in one big lump like a souffle that wouldn't rise.
Well. Hey, you know something? Speaking of a souffle, I was hungry.
Oh, come on, boy. Let's go in the kitchen here and get ourselves some breakfast. Follow me. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Holy smoke, Kingfish. Where's the stove and the refrigerator?
Well, Sapphire and her mama took them when they left.
Well, you told me that you had dinner here last night. How'd you cook it?
Well, it wasn't bad, Andy. I got my soldering iron red hot and jammed it into a can of tomato soup.
Yeah, but you said you had roast chicken. How'd you do that?
Well, Sapphire forgot her electric blanket, so I got some cold chicken from the delicatessen and wrapped it in the blanket. That's how I did it.
Holy mackerel, the way Sapphire stripped this place, looks like she left you for good. You know, though, maybe she done popped down to Mexico for one of them quick enchilada annulments.
Well, anyway, like I say, Andy, her leaving probably the best thing that ever happened. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Your life with Sapphire ain't been no bed of roses, no way. How come you ever blighted your troth with her in the first place?
Well, I tell you, Andy, as soon as I got out of school, I took a job in a poultry factory dressing chickens.
You mean that's where you met Sapphire?
Yeah, she'd been working there a couple of years. She was quite a bit older than I was. First day on the job, she took kind of a motherly interest in me.
Motherly interest, huh?
Yeah. When I got behind in my quota, why, she'd come over and pluck a couple of my chickens for me.
Yeah.
Naturally, I was thankful, but being young and immature, I mistook my chicken-plucking gratitude for love. I tell you, Andy, if I'd have been a little faster with the pin feathers, I'd be a single man today. You know?
Yeah. Well, look here now. Listen, Kingfish, if we're going to cook ourselves some breakfast, we better get started here. Hey, look here. Here's some pancake mix. Why don't we whip up a batch of them?
No. Don't open that stuff. That's that Uriah pancake mix. The worst tasting stuff you ever had. Sapphire just got it to enter the contest or something.
Contest? What kind of contest?
Well, on this Sonny Singleton television show, you send in a box top and tell him why you like the pancake mix in 25 words or less. Mm-hmm. Prize is $2,000.
Ah, they ain't got a chance. Well, come on, then. Maybe we ought to go down to the beanery for breakfast, Kingfish.
Yeah, you know this is the life, Andy. Happy and carefree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come and go as we please. I tell you, Andy, no matter what happens, last thing I can ever do is take that Sapphire back.
Oh, yeah, boy. Getting them two old monsters out of your life is like having a double carbuncle removed. Oh.
Well, Sonny, looks like you have a winner here in our pancake contest.
Ah, yes. This letter the boys picked is the best of the lot.
I agree with you 100%, Sonny. We still planning to announce the winner on the show this Friday?
All right, you are. Hand me that phone. I want to personally inform this Mrs. Sapphire Stevens that she won the $2,000 prize in the Uriah Pancake Contest.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist with the good news I like to give you. Rexall's great 1 cent sale begins this coming Wednesday, the famous sale where you get two for the price of one plus a penny. And I'd like to remind you that the items you buy in this great sale bear the famous Rexall money-back guarantee. That unconditional guarantee applies to all of the 187 products selling at two for the price of one plus a penny. And you'll find dozens of dependable surprise values, too. Super specials you can't afford to miss. All the money savers in the 1 cent sale are products you'll be wise to stock up on. All of them are useful, everyday necessities. So let a penny more buy twice as much, and do it with confidence in the Rexall 1 cent sale this Wednesday through Saturday.
Come on in the apartment with me, Ender.
Yeah. What do you want to do now, Kingsley?
Oh, nothing, then. I just figured I'd unlax here and enjoy McGrath's widowhood.
Yeah. I was just thinking, though, Kingfish. You ain't heard from Sapphire for 3 days. You don't know where she is. Ain't you worried about some other man making a play for her?
Mandy, that would be like Hopalong Cassidy worrying about somebody rustling a dead cow.
I guess the main thing is you're glad she's gone and you ain't ever going to see her again.
Oh, that's the best thing that ever happened, Mandy. I tell you, I don't care if ever I see her as long or hear her name as long as I live. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, this is Sonny Singleton. I'd like to speak to Mrs. Sapphire Stevens.
Mrs. Stevens? Well, you see, she ain't here now. This is the husband speaking. What do you want her for, Mr. Sonny?
What do I want her for? Why, I wish to inform her that she won the $2,000 first prize in our pancake mix contest.
Yeah, well, she done went, excuse me, Mr. Sonny,
Well, is something wrong?
Well, I tell you, when the telephone rung here, I was laying down and when I jumped up to answer it, all the blood rushed to my feet, and I got a nasty echo in my head here.
An echo?
Would you mind calling me right back?
Very well.
Thank you, sir. In the meantime, I'll sit down here and get a firm grip on the chair, and get my brains and my belly down and shave anything you got to say.
What's the matter, Kingfish? Your eyes is popping like the time back on the farm when you was milking the cow and she got struck by lightning.
I don't know, Ender. I got a dizzy spell here. I'll be all right in a minute. Wait a minute. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Stevens. Are you all right now?
Yeah, fine. The dizziness is all gone. Go ahead, Mr. Sonny.
Well, I'd like to inform your wife that she won the $2,000 first prize in our pancake mix contest.
Listen, mister. I think this time you better sit down and I'll call you back.
Well, now, Mr. Stevens, it's very simple. Your wife has won our $2,000 prize, and I want her to appear on my television show next Friday and accept it in person.
Well, Mercer, you see, she is out of town, but I'll be right down for the money.
Well, out of town? Oh, well, I'm very sorry, but one of the conditions of the contest is that the winner must accept the prize on our show. Now, if she's unable to appear, we'll have to award the prize to the next contestant.
Well, I see. She was out of town, but she's coming right back. Well, matter of fact, I see her coming in the door right now. Yeah, sir, yeah.
Well, fine. We'll see her Friday night.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, what's the matter, Kingfish?
Holy mackerel, Andy. Sapphire's done won the $2,000 prize in the pancake contest, but she got to appear on the television show next Friday, or she's going to lose out on it.
Oh, me. Has you got any idea where she is or anything?
Oh, no, Andy. Why did I have to argue with her? She said she'd never come back till I begged her. Now I was willing to beg her, but I don't know where she is to beg from.
And that $2,000 would sure come in handy, wouldn't it, Kingfish?
Oh, come in handy, and it would pay all our bills. Oh, I tell you, we'd have money left over. It'd be wonderful, Andy.
Yeah, I guess you've been broke for a long time.
A long time. Andy, we are so broke that every Thursday, when the man comes around to collect the garbage, we has to borrow some from the neighbors just so we won't be embarrassed. Now, holy mackerel. I got to locate Sapphire by Friday night. Well, I'll get in here and see Algonquin J. Calhoun and see if he can't help me out. Say, Calhoun, can I see... Calhoun, what you doing with your head on your desk there? What's the matter?
Oh, Kingfish. I just heard the saddest thing I done ever heard in my whole life.
Calhoun, it must be something awful the way you broke up there. What happened?
Well, you know, about 3 years ago, my poor little nephew, Herkimer, went down to South America, and I loaned him the car fare for him to go down there to make his fortune.
Yeah, I remember Herkimer, yeah.
Well, he started out with nothing, and just today I got news that my nephew, Herkimer, is running around South America in one of them Jaguars.
Yeah, well, what are you weeping about? He must be doing fine if he can run around in one of them expensive foreign cars.
A foreign car, nothing. The Jaguar that Herkimer's running around in is an animal, and it done ate him up 6 months ago.
Well, that's too bad, Calhoun, but, you know, I got my troubles, too. You know my wife, Sapphire, done left me.
Yeah, I heard about your lucky break.
Calhoun, I want to find her and get her back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she done won $2,000 in the contest, and if she ain't here on Friday night, I loses the money.
Man, now this calls for a powerful poultry persuasion.
Poultry persuasion?
Yeah, you gotta talk the old hen into coming back.
But how I gonna do it? I don't even know where she is. Calhoun, I gotta get Sapphire back.
Yeah, you know, I just thinking here, Kingfish. Suppose you was to play on her wifely love and sympathy, you know. Put some kind of phony item in the paper that something done happened to you. And when she reads it, she'll come flying back to you.
Yeah, put some phony item in the newspaper
that
something done happened to me.
Yeah.
Got going right down to the large hall and do it now, Calhoun. Thank you a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kingfish. Oh, Kingfish, would you mind closing the door on your way out? I want to get a nap here. I didn't sleep much last night. I had one of the craziest mixed-up nightmares.
A nightmare?
Yeah, and what a horrible dream I had. You know, I dreamed that I was in a harem with 40 beautiful, luscious gals.
In a harem?
Oh, Kingfish, them gals was dancing and singing and running around. Oh, I tell you, Kingfish, it was the most horrible dream I ever had.
Wait a minute, how could that be so horrible?
In the dream, I was a gal, too.
Oh!
Sapphire, it's the smartest thing we ever did, coming over here to Jersey and hiding out. That no good husband of yours will never find us here. What you got there, Sapphire?
Oh, I bought some New York newspapers to see what was going on in the old neighborhood, and I... Say, Mama.
Hmm?
Mama, look at this item here. Local lodge figure in an accident. It was reported today that George Stevens, Kingfish of the Mystic Knights of the Sea, was struck by a steamroller while crossing the street. As far as could be ascertained, the steamroller suffered no damage. The same cannot be said for Mr. Stevens. Oh, Mama, this is terrible. We better go back over there.
All right, daughter, but let me tell you something. He better not be up to no phony business with this item.
Why, Mama, how can you say a thing like that? A woman's got to trust her husband once in a while.
Trust a husband? Listen, Sapphire, I was married for 35 years, and the only time I ever left your old father alone was the time he broke his leg. But before I left the house, I broke his cane, hit his teeth, and hired a male nurse. That didn't even slow him down.
Well, what happened, Mama?
When I got home, that male nurse was running him up and down the street piggyback after a young widow.
Now, here's a lady and your Rexall family druggist.
I'd like to order in advance for the Rexall 1 cent sale. Here's the Rexall magazine ad I've marked.
Fine, ma'am. I'll be glad to lay away your order. I see you've marked cod liver oil here.
Oh, my, yes. I can save $1.48 in that one purchase alone.
That's correct. You get two for the price of one, plus a penny. Say, you've checked off quite a few items in this ad, ma'am.
You bet I have. Well, these are things I need all year round. Milk of magnesia, bobby pins, vitamins. And when just a penny more buys twice as much...
You're wise to stock up. Yes, it's all regular, useful, dependable merchandise in the Rexall 1 cent sale. Now I'll just lay aside your order and you may pick these things up any time during the 4 sale days, this Wednesday through Saturday.
Listen, Kingfish, you think that crazy item we phoned to the newspaper is going to bring Sapphire back to you?
Well, it's got to work, Andrew. Think what $2,000 will mean to us. It'll pay all our bills and put us on Easy Street for a while.
Yeah, but if you...
Wait a minute.
What?
Look, Andrew. Just look. Come over here. Look out this window. Yeah. A taxi just pulled up.
Yeah. Hey, look. It's Sapphire and her mama. And they got their trunks with them, too.
Yeah. Oh, Andy. It worked. They're coming back.
Yeah, but look here. You better get in bed and do this right. Your mama-in-law look like she's in a bad humor. Do that, will you? The taxi cab driver reached out for a tip and she done backhanded him in the mouth with her umbrella.
Look here. Yeah, here they come. I'll go get in bed, Andy. Now, don't forget, while I was in bed, you laid on about me getting hit by the steamroller and everything.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. But hurry up. I hear him coming up the steps now.
I was scared.
Oh, boy, I tell you. Who is that? It's you, Sapphire, and your mama.
Who do you think it was, your big boob?
Well, when I see you two come in the door there with that big steamer trunk, I thought it was the undertakers coming up to pack the box.
Oh, Andy, this is terrible. George getting hit by a steamroller. Yeah. Where is he?
Yeah, where's the clumsy oaf?
Oh. Andy, what's that?
That's the kingfish. He sounds like he's feeling a little better.
Sapphire, let's get in the back room there and see what's going on.
George. Oh, George, what's wrong with you? You really hurt?
Yeah. You ain't faking, is you? You no good bum.
And I must be in heaven. I hear the angels talking.
No, he is really in bad shape.
Oh, George, don't you know us? It's me and Mama.
Oh, yes. Sapphire. You come back. Oh, my darling.
Oh, George, how did this terrible thing happen?
Well, Sapphire, I was so broken up after you left it, I just wandered around in the daze, and I took a little walk down the street yesterday, and I stepped off of the curb, and a steamroller hit me. Next thing I knew, I was part of 7th Avenue.
Wait a minute. What's going on around here? You don't look hurt to me because there's not a mark on you.
Yeah, well, Mama, it's all internal injuries. Every bone in my body is broken. Ain't that right, Andy?
Oh, sure. The fellow that took the x-rays fainted 3 times. He say the inside of the kingfish's body looked like a cracked crab.
Oh, yeah. On the way to the hospital, my broken bones rattled so much the police always holding a dice game in the back of the ambulance.
Oh, George, couldn't the doctor do nothing?
Well, you see, the steamroller done rearranged all of my infernal organs. My gallbladder is laying on top of my liver, and my liver is laying on top of my pancreas. Everything all jammed up there. The doctor said it would be like trying to operate on a New England boiled dinner. They wouldn't know where to begin.
Pull back the covers here.
Now, wait a minute, Mama.
Just as I thought. You're laying there in bed fully dressed. There ain't nothing wrong with you.
George Stevens, what is you trying to pull here?
Well, let me at the weasel.
Now, wait a minute.
This time he'll really think
us. Wait a minute, Mama. Don't get mad. Now, look here. I admit I was faking here, but I had to do it. I done it for your good. Ain't that right, Andy?
Yeah, that's right, Sapphire. Listen, the kingfish had to find you. You done won the $2,000 prize in that Uriah pancake mix contest.
What's that? George, is this true?
Yeah, Sapphire. You have to be here to get the prize tomorrow night on the Sonny Singleton television show. Yeah. Now, that's the truth.
Well, $2,000? $10,000? Oh, that's different, George. Then I forgive you for pulling a crazy stunt like this.
Well, honey, I never gonna let you leave me again. You winning this prize was fate, showing me how wrong I've been. Come to me, my darling.
Oh, George, I'm so happy that at last you feel this way. Let me give you a great big hug.
$2,000! George, I'm so happy I'm gonna hug you too.
Mama, let me go. Holy mackerel. I ain't had nothing this repulsive come after me since I was out in the woods and done blowed my moose call during mating season. Well, Andy, so Sapphire and her mama done come back to the Kingfish, huh?
Yeah, Amos, and they're going down to the television studio tonight to get that $2,000 prize from the Uriah Pancake Mix Company.
Yeah, well, that Kingfish sure changed his mind, you know it. When Sapphire and her mama left home, he was going around saying he hoped they'd never come back and all that stuff.
Oh, well, it's that $2,000 in cash. That's what changed his mind. See, he's only pretending he's glad to have him back till he can get his hands on that money.
Yeah, that's an awful way for the Kingfish to act, though, you know it.
Well, he says it's going to be a happy quartet up there. The Kingfish, Sapphire, her mama, and the $2,000.
Yeah, I guess he got something else.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sonny Singleton. And before our television show goes off the air tonight, our sponsors, the makers of Uriah Pancake Mix, take pleasure in announcing the first prize winner of our Pancake Mix contest. We're happy to say that we have the winner of the contest and her husband right here in the studio tonight. Come out and meet the people. Mr. and Mrs. George Stevens. Well, Mrs. Stevens, how does it feel to win the $2,000 prize?
Oh, I just couldn't be happier.
And how do you feel, Mr. Stevens?
Well, oh, we all happy up here tonight.
Well, that's just fine. And now the Uriah Pancake Mix Company takes pleasure in awarding the $2,000 prize to Mrs. Sapphire Stevens of New York. Bring out the prize.
What is all this?
The grand prize, Mr. Stevens. $2,000 worth of Uriah Pancake Mix, enough to last you a lifetime.
This is Harlow Wilcox with a tip about the Rexall 1 cent sale. Bring a friend along with you or another member of your family. Share your double purchases in this great sale and get two for the price of one plus a penny. Here's an example. The Victoria hot water bottle sells for $2.39. You get two for only $2.40. Buy one for you, one for a friend, and divide the cost. Yes, you get twice as much for only a penny more in the famous Rexall 1 cent sale. And this unmatched offer applies to scores of household, beauty, and drugstore needs. So take this tip from Harlow Wilcox. Let a penny save you dollars in the Rexall 1 cent sale. Four big money-saving days this Wednesday through Saturday at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, rely on your Rexall family druggist. And when you visit him, would you be kind enough to say that Amos and Andy sent you. Thank you, and good night.
See you next Sunday.
A penny more buys twice as much at the Rexall 1 cent sale.
Imagine, you get two for the price of one, plus a penny.
Shop, stock up, and save during the Rexall 1 cent sale this Wednesday through Saturday at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Be with us again next Sunday. This is the CBS Radio Network.